This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but heard all over the United States on USA Radio Network. And here in Vegas, by the way, our news station is 670, AM 670. Thank you, AM 670. Love to be on your station. And, you know, I talk about the VAERS list a lot. Let me update you on the latest VAERS numbers, meaning the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, from 11/26. So, you know, 11/26 is the most recent VAERS data of all the people who are adversely affected by the COVID vaccine. And the average person knows nothing about this. 19,532 cases where the vaccine targets COVID-19 and the patient died, meaning the COVID-19 vaccine killed the patient. 19,532. What do I say on this show? What did I say to Alex Berenson? That when the swine flu vaccine program was going on, 300 or so Americans died, and they suspended and then canceled the entire program. They had already given out, I think, 64 million vaccines. It was a major program, just like this one. They had vaccinated 64 million people, and they found out 300 died, and they got hysterical and said, we've got to cancel the program. This is 19,532 dead, and Harvard did a study. We've always argued, all of us who are smart people who study healthcare and medicine and vaccines, and I've done all that my whole life because I lost both my parents to cancer 28 days apart, and I became a health nut, and I studied this stuff, and I've studied nutrition and fitness and its effects on your health. And all I could tell you is there's never been anything like this in the history of the United States of America. This is more, you can argue that not every death reported on the VAERS will turn out to be a death because of the vaccine. On that, Alex is right. But where Alex Berenson is wrong is that this is the only system we've got. There's never been any other way to identify whether a vaccine is working or not than the VAERS reporting system. And we all know Harvard study shows only 1% ever report their deaths on this system. So if you were to multiply this times 10, it'd be 190,000 dead. If you're multiplying it times 100, as Harvard says to do, it's 1.9 million dead from the vaccine. My guess is, let's just go with the figure of 10, and there's about 200,000 dead from the vaccine. We stopped the swine flu because 300 died from the vaccine. And again, I don't know whether every person that they're attributing to a vaccine death is really a vaccine death, because many of them, as Alex pointed out, very old, very weak, very sick, and maybe they would have died otherwise. But you know what's interesting in all this? That's the same argument you could make about COVID. Virtually everybody that died in the year 2020 was the oldest, the weakest, and the sickest people in America. Most of them, over 50% of all the deaths, were in nursing homes. These are people that are going to die in the next year, no matter what. And if pneumonia gets them, if the flu gets them, if cancer gets them, if heart attack gets them, if stroke gets them, it doesn't matter. They're still going to die. But they died of COVID, or they didn't die of COVID. They died of a heart attack or cancer or a stroke, but they had one COVID cell detected at the moment they died, so it was called COVID. You could make the same argument there, that there were never even close to 600,000 people to date dead of COVID. Not even close. They attribute it to all the weak, sick, fat people in the world, obese people in the world, who have no shot. They're going to die anyway. But when they die, it's COVID, to make COVID seem worse than it is. So now you apply the same logic to about 20,000 dead from the vaccine, and you go, oh, well, they would have died anyway. Really? You didn't use that philosophy when it came to COVID? How come you're using it now? So let's say that of the 19,532, let's say that in the end, if you did a lot of scientific detailed research, you could only prove that 15,000 of them died from the vaccine. Let's even say you could only prove 10,000 died from the vaccine. Let's just say 9,000. You still have to multiply the 9,000, according to Harvard, times 100. 9,000 times 100 is 900,000 dead Americans, because physicians do no harm. Physicians stuck them with a jab and they died. That's almost 1 million people dead because of physicians sticking them with a jab. That's not physician do no harm. That's violation, a mass violation of the Hippocratic Oath. Well, it is the Hippocratical Oath now, right? It is the Hippocratical Oath. That's what it is. They're all hypocrites because they say we don't want to do any harm, but they continue to do harm despite seeing that their patients are dying. So it's a fact. 19,532 are reported on VAERS, and you can't argue with it because every single vaccine of any kind in the last 30-plus years, there was a VAERS report. And let's say most of them were 10 people dead, 100 people dead. You could have argued with each one of them. The 10 was only 5. The 100 was only 50. They're not all really attributed to the vaccine. But that figure of 10 and 100 is the best thing you got going for you to work with to make sure the vaccine is not dangerous and isn't killing people. Well, now the number you got to work with is 19,532, and it just happens to be more than all the other deaths from all the other vaccines in the history of the VAERS report, which is somewhere between 30 and 40 years old. All the vaccines combined times two. Maybe even higher than that now, because a while back it was all of them combined times two. Maybe it's now all of them combined times three or four. So it's not whether the 19,000 is right or not. It's whether the 19,000 compares to the 100 and the 1,000 and the 90 and the 10 that died all the other vaccine incidents. Nothing's ever approached 19,532. Ever. So you've got to say the evidence is overwhelming that the vaccine is killing people. And a lot of them. And I would say multiply times 10 to be fair. And that's 195,000 dead Americans from the vaccine versus 300 that died from the swine flu vaccine that made them cancel the program. It's an incredible number. And here's a guy who died right at the top of the list. They actually show you examples in the VAERS. They actually show you examples of how someone died. Here's a male, 66 years old, from Colorado, who was vaccinated on December 23rd of last year and died on December 25th. He died on Christmas Day last year. Merry Christmas! And what were his symptoms? Foaming at the mouth, extreme pain, pulse absent, respiratory arrest, unresponsive to stimuli. I mean, this is what, I mean, is that a, does that sound like a good death to you? Does that sound like a good death? No, it doesn't sound like a good death to me. It sounds like a really bad death. As a matter of fact, it says the write-up, this is how detailed it is. On 12/24/2020, meaning Christmas Eve, the resident was sleepy and stayed in bed most of the shift. He stated he was doing okay but requested pain medication at 2:50 p.m. Then at 2:55 a.m. on Christmas Day, the resident was observed in bed, lying still, pale, eyes half open, foam coming from his mouth, unresponsive, not breathing, no pulse. Is that how you want to go out? Foaming at the mouth? He got his vaccine at 12:23. By 2 in the morning on Christmas Day, he was dead. So again, I'll be very Alex Berenson-like here. You could argue that he was clearly older, 66 years old, and maybe it was his time, he was due to die anyway. Maybe. I would say the odds are pretty good you could place the blame on the vaccine. But again, it's all you got to work with. The VAERS is all we've got. And if other vaccines showed that they killed 100 people or 200 people or 300 people or 10 people, this one shows 20,000. So it doesn't matter if half of them will, in the end, be dropped off the list. You know what no one's mentioning? I know someone who's dealt with the VAERS list their entire life as a doctor. And you know what he told me? He told me it's a little-known fact that they are so backed up that the number you see is a tiny infinitesimal representative of the number that will be up a few months from now, that they've got like 20,000 more deaths that are in the pipeline that haven't been added to VAERS yet because they're so hopelessly backed up because they've never seen this many deaths. So even the 20,000, if you multiply times 10, is not the right number. The real number should be 40,000 or 60,000 right now. Then you multiply by 10, it's 400,000 or 600,000 dead. This is hopelessly backed up with death reports and terrible injury reports. Here's another thing that I did not bother debating with Alex Berenson earlier in the show. Cardiology researchers are burying their own research showing spike protein mRNA damage because they're scared to death of losing grant money controlled by Dr. Fauci. In other words, the studies are out and they show massive cardiac heart damage from the mRNA vaccine, including Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. They're all damaging people's hearts. And they've got it in the data. But they can't say anything or they'll lose their grant money. Everybody wants to eat. I'm Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, because Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge, and they're tracking your internet history. It's all happening every day. I've always argued that's how they blackmail all the Republicans in Washington, D.C. They track their history on their computers, and they blackmail them. I believe that. I believe that John Roberts of the Supreme Court is being blackmailed. Either that, or he's just a complete idiot and a fraud who acted like a big conservative Republican, and then from the moment he became a Chief Justice, he's been playing with the other side and trying to act fair and believing in equality. It's all bullspit. I don't see any liberals who try and act fair. I don't see any liberals on the Supreme Court to vote with us. In any case, I believe they're all being blackmailed. I believe everybody knows what you're doing. They were listening to your phone calls. They are watching your texts. They are watching your emails in Washington, D.C., all the important Republicans. And they're tracking where you go on the Internet, and then they come back and blackmail you for it to get you to vote with them on key votes. Not on every vote, just once or twice a year, a key vote, you know, that just bankrupts the United States and destroys the middle class and ends capitalism as we know it. Once in a while, the Obamacare vote. but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. They've got three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. So it's only $6.95 a month, or a little bit more, and you actually get 3 months free. Just say WAR. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. So here's another article. Go inside Australia's COVID-19 concentration camp. It was just a few years ago they called you a conspiracy theorist for saying the government would lock its citizens into a camp. Fast forward to 2021 and that conspiracy theory is a reality. Australia has committed some of the most egregious human rights violations during COVID hysteria. Their regime confirmed locking individuals into COVID-19 camps, stating it's for your public health. Anyone with an ounce of common sense knows it's barbaric imprisonment, and no amount of state-sponsored propaganda says otherwise. The Nazi Australia regime pathetically tried to promote their COVID-19 concentration camps as a joyous holiday. They resorted to using scantily clad models to convince outsiders that it's one big party. So here's what I'm looking at. Photos put out by Australia's government showing people in this camp, and they're showing a woman who must be a 5'11" model with the nicest butt you've ever seen in your life, completely tan, beautiful long legs that go on for 16 miles, and she is sunbathing while she's in the concentration camp. If this doesn't sound like Nazi Germany, I don't know what is. Here's another one, and they show all these gorgeous women wearing little tiny teeny bikinis, and they all have perfect bodies with no fat. It's just a joke. This is the Australian police state. Here's another one. Life's pretty rough in the Howard Springs camp, and it shows a guy in the pool. It shows a gorgeous woman standing on her deck. It shows two people on the deck hanging out with barely any clothes on, and it shows six guys hanging out playing volleyball. And they all have no shirts on, and they all happen to be handsome. And then it shows a couple in front of a waterfall. And then somebody with a hashtag, someone with a name in Twitter called Critical Thinking 101 says Australia naming its concentration camp Howard Springs was deliberate branding. On the left is how they want you to imagine Howard Springs. On the right is how it really is. And on the left is the couple in front of the waterfall. And on the right is this ugly, ugly building and a guy with a woman with 12 layers of protection around her face. And she's sticking a swab deep into his nose while he screams. That's the real picture. And if things are really that great at Howard Springs, and it's just a co-ed dance party, and a co-ed pool party, and a volleyball party, and all the women have perfect asses. If that's true, how do you explain they had a jailbreak? Guess broke out of it, and the police hunted them down, arrested them, and brought them back. How do you explain that? Well, the criminals are walking the streets. We're arresting people for trying to leave a concentration camp. Because they don't like the beautiful women and they don't like the volleyball and they're sick of all the swimming. Don't you think?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The lawyers for the parents of the Michigan school shooter suspect insist the pair is not fleeing after they were charged on Friday. The lawyer says James and Jennifer Crumley relocated after the shooting for safety, and they are returning to Oxford, Michigan to turn themselves in. Meanwhile, Michigan police, the FBI, and other agencies are still involved in a nationwide manhunt for the pair. Pennsylvania is awarding a $6.6 million grant to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. The funds will help rebuild the synagogue, which was the site of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history. 11 people were killed and 6 others were injured when a man opened fire there in 2018. Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 59 points to close at 34,580. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you've been listening, I know exactly where this all leads. Here's one more interesting story from Australia, and then we'll get to our guest. Haley Hodkinson recounts how police came to her home in Australia after a friend tested COVID positive and made her go to the Howard Springs quarantine camp, where she was forced to stay in isolation for 14 days despite testing negative 3 times. If you don't think this is getting very close to Nazi Germany level situation, you're living in a dream world, man. Because I go to dinner with someone and they test positive, or maybe I spend 5 minutes with someone and they test positive, you're going to round up everyone that person was in contact with and take me away from my business, my family, my children, my dogs, my life, my Dallas Cowboys football game. You're going to stick me in a camp, a quarantine camp that's like a concentration camp, for 14 days in isolation with nothing to do? Will you worry about me while I test negative 3 times? For the flu? Wow. Crazy. All right, we have a guest on this very topic, which is vaccine mandates. I think it ties in exactly, because who knows where this is leading. We got to fight the battle now. Jim Burling is with us, Pacific Legal Foundation's Vice President of Legal Affairs, to talk about the legal opposition to vaccine mandates and where this is all going. Jim, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Wayne.
I don't know if you happened to hear the story while you were waiting. Did you hear the story I just told?
No, I did not.
Oh, just in Australia, this gal is talking about how she came into contact with a friend. I don't know if it was 5 minutes or an hour. I have no idea. But the friend tested positive for COVID, and the police came to her home and literally dragged her away to the Howard Springs quarantine camp, where she was forced to stay in isolation for 14 days despite testing negative for COVID 3 times, away from her family, her home, the things and people she loved. It's not yet Nazi Germany. Thank God they didn't murder her. They didn't rape her. They didn't put her in a gas chamber. But they have no right to come. Police have no right to come to my home because I passed by a person with COVID and take me away and put me in a camp. This is very close
to
Germany.
Wayne, don't talk too loudly. If President Biden finds out about this on your radio program, because I'm sure he's a listener, he'll try the same thing over here.
Oh, I'm sure it's coming. That's what I'm saying to you. I believe that Biden and his people have a lot worse things planned for us. Just like this, they want to build camps, but they can't do it till after Christmas and New Year's and the holiday season's out of the way. They don't want to ruin everybody's Christmas, so they're going to hold back. But after Christmas, after New Year's, when the holidays are over, they're going to announce all kinds of draconian measures. You watch. One of them could very well be banning unvaccinated people like me from domestic airline flights. After I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in my life, flown millions of miles to do business, they're going to come to me and say, even though I'm perfectly healthy, you can't fly anymore. This is insanity, Jim.
Well, look, Wayne, they just have a new mandate. You've heard about the ones that have gone to court, but there's a new mandate that if you cross the border, international border into the United States, you have to get a vaccine. And
Right. Now,
the people that were all over Trump, everything he did for immigration and trying to stop people from coming into this country, where are these people going to be complaining about this restriction on immigration now saying you have to get a vaccine? I kind of got a feeling those people are going to be silent.
Yeah, well, I wrote a column months ago that said if Trump was still president, not one Democrat would be taking the vaccine, and they'd be in the streets protesting and boycotting because they'd be saying the vaccine is killing people and I don't want it. But because it's Biden,
well,
you
heard Kamala Harris during her debate saying, well, I'm not sure I'm going to take the vaccine because of the Trump vaccine.
Right. And don't forget that that Biden just banned people from coming from African nations to America because of the new variant. But when Trump banned people from Middle Eastern countries from coming to America, it was the worst racist thing that's ever been done in the history of mankind. And when Trump banned flights from Asia to prevent COVID, they called him a racist. But when a Democrat does it, it's all okay. When I ask for voter ID, I'm a racist because black people in Democrats' minds aren't even smart enough to get a driver's license or an ID. But they could ask everybody, including black people, for their ID and their passport 24 hours a day at bars, restaurants, every sporting event, every convention, every hotel. Everything you ever want to do, you're going to have to show ID now. That's not Gestapo. That's not asking for your papers.
So let me ask you this. Are they going to require a vaccine passport in order to vote?
Well, that's the one I think's coming because they'll stop me from voting. Exactly. They'll have no problem with that. All the people that can't vote will be Republican conservative for the most part. So they'll do that. I do see that coming. So my point is, I hope a guy like you and guys like you, lawyers at conservative foundations, are going to be suing and taking all of these crazy ideas to court so we nip this in the bud now, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the courts are just going wild. Just in the past week, courts all across the country are saying, no, we don't think so. You look at the case, there's one out of Missouri where a federal district court banned the mandate for healthcare workers, and that covered 10 states. And then the next day, Louisiana, that federal district court did the same thing for 14 states who brought the suit. And this is a nationwide injunction. And there's a whole lot of reasons these courts gave. These are very thorough and reasoned opinions why this vaccine mandates are unlawful, unconstitutional. There's a whole variety of reasons. They didn't go through the proper rulemaking that you're supposed to before you adopt a rule. Well, they're saying that it's an emergency rule. We have special considerations to an emergency, yet you sat on your hands for months and months and months and months, and suddenly it's an emergency. Also, these mandates have not been authorized by Congress. Congress gave the Occupational Safety and Health Administration certain powers to regulate emergencies and workplace health and safety, but nothing like the vaccine mandate. And these mandates infringe on states' rights. Traditionally, states have decided whether or not they're going to have these draconian health requirements. There was a mandatory smallpox vaccines in the early 1900s, late 1800s. And they were found okay. I question that decision today. Smallpox killed 30% of the people that came down with it. COVID, of course, kills less than 0.1%. I don't think those old cases necessarily should apply today. But that's a state issue, not the federal government and not President Biden. Of course, you're coming down on him like a ton of bricks.
Well, there's so many that are just heinous. They're just outrageous. One of them is that, you know, if all these judges have ruled that Biden does not have the right to force you to get a vaccine if you're a federal government employee, then obviously he doesn't have the right to or ask any private company to force a private employee. You know, if you can't force the federal employees who work for the federal government, you certainly can't ask companies of 100 or more to vaccinate their employees by force, right?
Yeah, and what kind of emergency is it if you are requiring this for companies with 100 or more employees, but an employer with 99 employees is exempt from the mandate? There's no safety issues for a smaller company versus a larger company. That's part of the reason why this whole thing is absurd.
Hey, Jim, you just said this to me. I'll say it to you. Don't give them any ideas. They do listen to my show, and that'll be the next thing they do. They'll say, well, to make sure a court doesn't throw it out because it's so unfair, he's going to have to ask for a vaccine mandate for small companies, too.
Yeah, he can try that. But, again, OSHA doesn't have that authority to do that. And remember, President Biden had the speech where he was just being the school marm, telling all of his naughty children to go out and just do it. Just get vaccinated. And then it takes over a month to come up with a rule, and I'm sure the reason it took so long is because the lawyers are scrambling, realizing they didn't have the authority. We have to make up something. How are we going to make this up so it'll pass muster? And it didn't work. Give them a month, give them 6 months. They don't have the authority unless Congress passes a specific statute saying they could, and even then I think that could be subject to challenge because of the limits on commerce clause power. But even if Congress isn't going to do that anyway, because even with 51 or 50 plus the vice president, that's not enough to get this kind of legislation adopted. So I think Biden is just out of luck.
Yes,
he's going to try one thing or the other.
Yes, but maybe he can or maybe he can't on a national basis. But the question is, what if you win the battle but lose the war? What if the courts rule that you can't do that as president because we have states' rights? But I live in Nevada where we have a crazy liberal governor named Sisolak. I call him Sisolak. And what if Sisolak mandates a vaccine in my state? I'd have to move because I'm never going to take the vaccine. So my point to you is, even if they rule on states' rights issue that the president has no right to do this, does a governor have a right to do it to the people in his or her state?
And that gets back to a 1905 decision from the Supreme Court called Jacobson, where a gentleman named Henning Jacobson, he was an immigrant from Sweden. When he lived in Sweden as a child, he had to get a smallpox vaccine. He had a terrible reaction to it, moved to Massachusetts. Massachusetts told him he had to get a vaccine. He said, no, I'm not going to do it because I got sick last time and I'm not going to do that again. He was fined $5 for not getting it, which is equivalent of $120, $150 today or so. And the Supreme Court upheld that. And it was a decision that basically ran roughshod over individual rights and saying an individual cannot threaten the rest of the community. But there are some severe differences between 1905 and 2021. First of all, as I said earlier...
Hey, Jim, we got to run. You know the limitations of radio. The ad break is up now, and we got 20 seconds before we're out. So let me just say thank you and goodbye and happy holidays. Jim Burling, Pacific Legal Foundation's Vice President of Legal Affairs. Hey, Jim, fight for us. We're praying for you. We're rooting for you. We're celebrating you. Go get him, Jim.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
All right. Wayne Allery will be right back. The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire, and boy, is this country on fire. I'm Wayne Allyroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless. It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today, between now and Christmas, for the Energize Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity, wives, for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they're very involved now with the sunshine vitamin. You know what the sunshine vitamin is, don't you? Vitamin D. Because when you're in the sunshine a lot, it produces vitamin D inside your body. When the sun hits your skin, it produces vitamin D. But if you're not outside for hours at a time, you're not getting enough vitamin D. And it's only in the summertime, right? In 9 months a year, you don't get enough vitamin D, even if you're out in the sun. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty are regular sponsors of high-quality CBD. Have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin, vitamin D3 spray. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray, vitamin D3 spray, easy for me to say, from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, you go to their website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, and they're offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 is representative of Wayne Allen Root, and 15% off, WAR15. Get 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use WAR15 and get 15% off. So here's a guy I respect a lot. Ray Dalio is a very famous hedge fund manager. Very wealthy guy, very smart guy. I believe he's a billionaire. And the headline is, Ray Dalio says, dangerously high risk of civil war in America. And I agree. I agree. When it comes to domestic matters, billionaire Ray Dalio, I told you, I thought he was a billionaire, thinks there's a dangerously high risk of civil war in the United States due to an exceptional amount of polarization in the country. In his new book, Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order, Why Nations Succeed and Fail, Dalio points to the six stages of an internal order-disorder cycle and estimates there's a 30% chance of civil war in the United States. For example, when close elections are adjudicated and the losers respect the decisions, it's clear the order is respected. But when power is fought over and grabbed, that clearly signals the significant risk of a revolutionary change with all of its attendant disorder. He writes, adding, a vast number of people, including high-ranking officials, have openly doubted the validity of recent elections and have expressed a willingness to fight for their beliefs. Dalio also points to various studies showing that Americans are currently in an emotionally charged divide between political parties. In one recent survey noted by Dalio, 15% of Republicans and 20% of Democrats thought the country would be better if the opposing political party just died. And I've been arguing for a long time now that it's impossible for us to get along anymore. Impossible. Remember that line? Can't we all just get along? Who's that? Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? No, we can't anymore. I've come to really believe it's impossible. When you look at what liberals believe in, or leftists, whatever word you want to use, they really are communists, Marxists, socialists, scumbags, and everything they stand for is diametrically opposed to everything I stand for and destroys the economy and destroys the middle class and destroys capitalism and everything great about this country. It's time to write them off. We're going to have to divide the nation. I'm not saying I want civil war. I'm saying I think it's probably coming. But I don't want it. I want some sort of a secession, some sort of a divorce, some sort of a separation of the United States, blue states versus red states. And there just isn't any choice anymore. We can't live with these people, and I'll even honestly admit they can't live with us. That's because they're crazy. Donald Trump made America a much better nation for them. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're gay, if you're transsexual, you are better off under Trump. If you're a Muslim, you're better off under Trump. Everybody was better off under Trump. The middle class never had such fabulous income gains as they had under Trump. Who'd be crazy enough to want what Biden's selling or offering? We can't live with them, and they can't live with us. It's really come down to that. And the crime, the rampant crime all over big cities. Do you know what happened in Los Angeles the other day? There were so many robberies where 30 people, 50 people attack a store and just smash and grab everything they can. Well, the LAPD arrested 14 suspects in connection with smash and grab robberies. But they had to release all of them because of zero bail policy. So it used to be, you know, they called it the revolving door of justice because people would get off or people would get bail or people would get paroled. Now you just go right in and you go right out. What's the big deal? Why not commit crimes? No one's ever going to hold you. You're going to be free a couple of hours after being arrested. And you don't even have to put up your house anymore or any money anymore. There's no bail. So you're right out to do a new crime, to kill someone new, to rape somebody new, to rob somebody new, to carjack someone new, to home invade someone new. You get right out to do it all again. America isn't working with Democrats, and we have to separate or divorce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.